If you are a veteran and have filed a VA disability claim, have been denied, have received a low rating, or you're unsure of how to get started, reach out to us. Go to docontheroad.com, linked in our show notes, and take advantage of a free VA claims discovery call. Learn what you've been missing so you can finally get the disability rating and compensation you deserve.
Hello, my brothers and sisters of the uniform. Yes, it's time again for Doc on the Road. I had a couple of discussions, and recently I had a discussion with a veteran. Actually said, how do I motivate myself? And I'm sure that comes through a lot of veterans where they get caught up in wanting to talk or able to talk about the conditions that should be service-connected, and they should go ahead and investigate the process of doing that. Now, before I go further, down in the bottom of the show notes, you will notice a little tab there. You click on that. And also, any veteran that you want to introduce to this program or help them go ahead and realize that, yes, they deserve it. They need to get going. They need to go ahead and get involved in a way to where it works for them. And by clicking on that tab, you'll be walked away to another page, fill out the information, and go ahead and get started. Get with a coach and get with a coach on my team or any of the other teams that you see fit. The cool part is just mention that Doc sent you. That way it'll actually go ahead and hopefully just speed up the process and get you going in the right direction. Now, talking about the right direction, or how do you motivate yourself? There's a lot of psychologists. There's a lot of different people that motivate people. I mean, usually these are real fancy programs that you will get involved with, and it takes weeks and weeks. Now, if you've been around and you know who I am, all of my concepts and ideas are much quicker. I don't believe in that whole thing of you have to be trained to actually get something done. You can actually self-train, is the way I call it. I actually have a technique. It's called the mirror technique. Now, you spend 5 minutes each morning staring in that mirror, and anything that you're trying to get accomplished, anything that you're trying to get going, you just talk to yourself. And if it comes to situations with being able to get the words out, you'll do it there. And I want you to look at those eyes that are staring back at you. Now, somewhere in there is that warrior that you were when you were 18. They're still there. You might be a little bit older, a little bit slower, but that warrior is still in there. Go ahead and talk to that warrior. Let that warrior know what you're thinking, self-doubt and all that, and then go ahead and talk to yourself. See what happens. I know when I do this technique, it's hard for me to go ahead and look myself in the face and tell myself that I can't do something, or that's too hard, or there's no way for me to be successful at this. And by doing that, it becomes a lot harder. Now, it's a lot easier to actually just look at somebody and talk to somebody across the table or just face to face and tell them, yeah, that's too hard. I don't think I can do that. I need to go ahead and do what's best for me. That's not what's best for you. Talking to another person is easy to go ahead and not follow through with what you're supposed to, simply because it's easier. But when you stare at yourself in that mirror, you're going to realize real quick, that's not easy. Sometimes it can get emotional. Sometimes it can get to the point where you get a little bit angry. But the cool part is about the whole process of looking in the mirror and talking to yourself. You'll realize that warrior is still there, and that warrior wants you to stay in the fight, wants you to get into the fight and do what you're supposed to do so you can be recognized and go ahead and be successful in helping yourself become better, because you deserve it. You've earned this right. You've earned this right to actually talk to doctors and say, hey, look, this is what's happened. Or this happened to me while I was in service, and now I'm feeling all kinds of different pain. I'm feeling all kinds of different ways. And because of that, other things creep in, like anxiety, depression. However, when you look in that mirror and you look at those eyes staring back at you and you notice the warrior that's still in there, that's going to wake them up. That's going to wake you up. It's really easy to tell somebody else that you can't do something, but doing that in a manner where you're looking in the mirror and you're telling that person right there that you're staring at, which happens to be you, that you can't do something, sooner or later that voice in your head is actually going to change. That voice is going to come back and say, that's BS. I try to keep it clean here, but that voice is definitely going to tell you need to get off your butt. You need to get going and you need to quit making excuses. And there's a episode I did a couple of weeks ago about excuses. I urge you to go back and see that one. But the thing is the mirror technique is a much quicker and more efficient way to let yourself know, no, you need to move forward. You need to get to the point where you actually get what is bothering you out. And like I said, don't be afraid if it gets emotional. Just do it for 5 minutes. That's it. 5 minutes each morning will actually help you to talk yourself into what you're supposed to be doing. Whether it's going for a claim, whether it's learning a new skill, whether it's telling yourself that you got to get up and move. Lots of people have aches and pains. Lots of people have situations that create negativity. However, the mirror will actually help you not only overcome that, but also find methods to overcome it. So because that little voice in your head is going to go, no, we're not going to just sit down. We're not going to just not fight. It's going to let you know that you need to get up. You need to go fight. You need to go get what you deserve and what you have earned because of wearing that uniform. Also, when you're doing that, make sure that you have a positive saying up there. There's a lot of different ones out there. Go ahead and find the one that actually gets you going, gets you motivated. There's, like I said, a lot of them are out there. Even some children's books actually say really cool things. The places we will go and all that. Dr. Seuss was great at sending messages to help motivate yourself as a kid and as an adult. I think he is brilliant, just simply brilliant, because he disguises it in different ways. When you run into situations like that, those type of books or those type of sayings will keep you motivated, keep you going. But the main thing is to look in the eye of that warrior that's inside you and go ahead and decide it's time to fight. It's time to get going, and it's time to go ahead and better my life and better my family's life, as well as understand how these conditions can actually create negativity. But they can be overcome and find ways to adapt and to, like I said, overcome. And it's, like I said, it's real hard to look in that mirror and tell yourself that you can't do something. I hope that you try this. I hope that this becomes a daily ritual with you, like I've used it. And it's so funny because, like I said, there's a lot of people out there that do motivate people, and they do it in where there's, you know, it takes a lot of time to actually work the program. You don't need a program. You just need to look at that warrior's eyes and you tell that warrior that you want to give up. That becomes very hard because that warrior is you. You're still that warrior, that one that put on that uniform and wore it proudly and did what you did because you raised that right hand. So I want you to think about that. Go ahead and start using the mirror technique each and every morning for just 5 minutes, and you'll start seeing that you become more positive. You'll become more eager to move forward and actually do what you're supposed to do. So love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this one, and I'll look forward for the next one. This is Doc out.
The VA claims process is a pain. Many veterans struggle for years trying to increase their ratings or even getting rated at all. Most are not getting the compensation they deserve. Here at VA Claims Insider, we've supported and educated more than 25,000 veterans to win their claims and increase their rating. Now it's your turn. Schedule your free VA claim discovery call today by going to docontheroad.com, linked in our show notes. You'll learn what gaps you need to fill and how to increase your rating.